the biggest hits all day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
George Hessler joins me on the show right now. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm really good, yeah. Thank you for having me.
It's good to chat to you again. It feels like ages since the last time we spoke.
I know, it kind of...
It was all the way back last year.
I know, and there's been a whole lot happened between now and then. Man, what am I talking about? I mean, on Friday, I released Paradise and the pre-order for the album's up, so plenty has happened in the last 3 days.
Mate, I love this tune. I absolutely love this tune.
Thank you.
It's like, I don't want to say baby shambles, but I want to say baby shambles.
Oh, I get what you're saying. That's very flattering.
And then for the man with the deepest voice in music, 30 seconds into this, you're hitting us with the high notes.
Yeah, really high notes as well. And it's a jump from like quite low in my register to quite high.
Took me by surprise. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So what's this one about?
I think it's a love song, but I've tried to be like, not necessarily... for a particular relationship and more just the kind of like, I mean, when you fall in love, it kind of messes with your mind, but in a great way. Like you're kind of oblivious to everything going on around you because you're in your own little world, paradise.
And this was another one that you wrote when you were in Barcelona, I assume.
Actually, the initial melody for this song, there was a point we were on tour on the west coast of America in a tour bus that sleeps 16. And the nature of those buses is once one of you gets ill, all of you are ill. You know, each day another one wakes up.
The plague.
Exactly. And that was exactly what was happening. And I was in my bunk on the bus feeling very sorry for myself. And I just couldn't stop singing that melody. The kind of call and response, the kind of, you know, the my love, my love, my lover, lover, lover. I couldn't stop singing that. And so I recorded it into my dictaphone and thought nothing else of it. And then got home and... finish the song.
I love that you've got a dictaphone.
Well, no, it's on my phone.
Oh, right. I thought an analog dictaphone with a tape. One of those wee mini tapes.
Yeah, no. I've got a smartphone that has a voice memo recorder.
Good to know that you have a smartphone because we will be requiring it later in the day.
Oh no!
Must be bizarre hearing your own stuff on the radio. I mean, I different now that you're sitting here with us, but if you're in the car and
I
you
think
hear...
it's more... Oh, yeah, that's weird. And you can't help but get a little bit... Not smoke, but you can't help but smile. So, like, I've had it in cabs before where it comes on and I guess they're just thinking, why is this dude, like, smirking to himself? Like, what,
have you ever been in a taxi and it's came on and they've switched the channel? I think I had Ellie Goulding on the show. I'm sure it was Ellie Goulding that said that's happened to her a few times.
Oh, bless. No, that's not happened to me. Not yet.
Long may that continue then.
Yes, exactly.
As I was rummaging through your Twitter earlier, I mean, I seen this. The Brits haven't even happened yet and you've already gone and won one this year. As voted for by you. And the Brit nomination for Hurry the F*** Up and Release Some Music, Mate goes to George Ezra. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Well, I saw like all the Brit hype coming out and you know I was like I won't be involved in that because I've not released music for 3 years.
So you just created your own category.
Exactly. The category of hurry up and release some music.
And you won.
Yeah, and I've released it.
So tell us about the album then. This will be the second single.
Yes, so
album,
the
right?
The album is called Staying at Tamara's, and it's because, yeah, that trip to Barcelona where I agreed to stay in a stranger's spare room for a month that I found online, that was Tamara, and I just loved it. It was an amazing trip.
That's a brave move. Lucky you met Tamara, because, I mean, you could have met a serial killer. Or...
Man, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Barcelona for a month, and I could have got a hotel or a flat to myself, and I was like, no, I want there to be some jeopardy here. I want to go and stay with a stranger who could well be unhinged. And she was lovely, and her friends were lovely, and they were all musicians and artists and designers. And
But you didn't know that until they busted you, right?
No, I didn't know that at all, no.
So it was quite a blessing, I suppose, that they found out who you were.
Yeah, I think, I was already chilling out with them before that, and then there was a moment I'd brought a guitar with me, and she was like, so do you make music? And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah, sometimes. And she was like, can I hear some? And I was like, oh, you don't want to do it. And she was like, no, go on, play me some of your music. So I had to go on Spotify and... God, even just saying this out loud makes me cringe. I had to press Budapest and sit there and just... be like, yep, this is me. But she seemed to like it, which is good.
Was it the first time she had heard?
I think so, yeah. She's into kind of out there psychedelic African music from the 70s.
Right.
It's the better.
Because if you'd been sharing a flat with somebody here and then they maybe thought that you were into music and they said, play one of your songs, they would have freaked out when you played Budapest. Yeah. They were like, oh my God, Mum, I'm sharing a flat with George Ezra.
Yeah.
And we're best friends.
Yeah. And he's naming his bloody album after me. That's the funniest bit.
That is cool.
I had to say to her, like, Tamara, do you mind? Look, a lot of the songs have come from this trip, and I just think it's right that I call the album Staying at Tamara's. And she seemed cool with it.
Does she get any royalties from that then, or did she just get the pleasure of
having
it? No. Sorry, Tamara.
No, yeah, just the name. And if she wants to take me to court, then it's a completely different Tamara that I'm talking about.
Before you go, Jeff, let's play Screenshot Roulette. So we do this on the show. It involves this roulette wheel here, your smartphone, and
I've got that in my hand.
Your screenshots folder, right? So I'll spin the wheel, I'll chuck this ball on, and whichever number it lands at, you need to go into your screenshots folder and count back that many screenshots and then tell us what the screenshot is. And no lying, all right? No fibbing.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Wait, how do I know what number there is, though? Because I've got loads.
Well, it'll be like you're that many back from your last screenshot. Oh, look at that, man. It's 17.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ah, this is a screenshot of a conversation on Twitter DMs between me and Luke Pritchard of the Kooks. I put on a gig for Mind Charity in December in London, and I was just seeing if he'd be up for jumping on stage, and he did, which was amazing. Thank you, Luke, if you're listening. And I just needed to screenshot it so that I had his mobile number without going onto Twitter.
And why don't you tell us a bit about that charity then, since we've landed on this and it's quite nice?
I thought you were going to say, why don't you tell us Luke's mobile number? And I was like, well, I don't know. Yeah, Matt, like Mind are a charity that are, you know, they say that they won't stop until they've helped everybody that's experiencing mental illnesses. And I started collecting for them on tour. There was buckets out, and that proved to be a huge success. So we put on a gig for them this Christmas.
That's really nice, man. And you can find out more about that charity, no doubt, online. So they're called Mind, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, George, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. Before you go, actually, are you likely to be back in Scotland anytime soon?
We're playing Edinburgh on the something of March.
Ah!
The 31st of March, we're playing in Edinburgh.
Sweet, we look forward to it.
I don't know about you, but I'll be there.
I'll be there also. You can count me in, man. Wouldn't miss it. Did I ask you when the album's coming out, or did I totally forget?
The album. George Ezra's brand new album, Staying at Tamara's, available as of March the 23rd. Pre-order it now to get your hands on Single Paradise, amongst some other songs. How does that?
That sounds absolutely perfect, man. You sound like the JML guy. And now you can get this loofah that gets all the dead skin off your back.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Only $9.99. George, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Never a chore. You so much. George Ezra, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.